yours to command. Your kind of loving my heart couldn't stand. You played me for a fool. Find yourself another fool.
Well, I used to do the slop, and then I did the bop, but now I do the wiggle, cause I want to be the top. Well, I ain't no chubby checker, but they call me the wiggling fool. Well, I ain't no chubby checker, but they call me the wiggling fool. Cause when it comes to wiggling, I can open up a wiggling school. Well, I used to do the fish, I did the pony too, but now I do the wiggle, cause I needed something new. I ain't no Joey D, but I rock them at the Peppermint Lounge.
Okay, this isn't no April Fool's, but I gotta evacuate the building. I gotta evacuate the building. Bye bye.
Such a fun little lively party tune, and it's an upbeat number like the next thing I'm going to play, which this next thing is real, okay? Just to show you, the Rolling Stones have always kind of been in it for the money. Here is the Rolling Stones early in their career doing a commercial for Rice Krispies. This is real. Man, that's not even the original version. I'm not going to lie to you. I have the original version somewhere. I don't know who that is. Sounds like King Yusinovich and the Yusinovich song. But I'm not going to waste your time with frivolous nonsense. Mostly frivolous nonsense. I'm not going to play that because it's not the original one. I knew when the feedback kicked in, something was wrong. Because the Rolling Stones never did feedback. You know? So let's fast forward. We got a few minutes to go before that constipation blues. And I want to do something I would always play when I did the Ace Hotel that always would get me in trouble. I'd play this, they'd look at me, and they'd say, what are you doing? And I'd say, hey, it's a Zombotron, not me, because I would show up with the Zombotron. I don't miss DJing in public. I really don't. It's just one of these things where it's just like two people show up, and I just kind of hang out. I could just have that person at my house, and we listen to music. And I save myself all the aggravation of bringing my stuff. But here is Difficult Love by Mother Chops in your brain.
Thank you. saved my life. You held my hand when I was scared. You helped me say goodbye to my dad. You were an example for me. You gave me strength when I thought I had none left. I couldn't tell you then, but I want to say thank you, all of you, for everything. Thank you to the physicians, nurses, and others working in America's hospitals and health systems. A message from the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association.
You are listening to Viva La Mac on WRCC Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name's Mark Banks-a-Bar. I know you love the pain you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark
Banks-a-Bar.
You think
you're acting?
But you're not.
My name is Mark. I'm a fire. I'm a match. I'm the pyre, I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark Banks-a-Lot.
My name is Mark Banks-a-Lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. The killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mom. Thanks a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mom. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
Thanks a lot.
My name is Mark.
Thanks a lot.
My name is Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Hey kids, it's time for Uncle Mark's Counting Shift.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man. Size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell
to grow up out of it. Change
it. Turn and face the strange.
Change it. Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to me. Time may change me. You can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating me. Our changes are taking the base.
And rattle those pots and pans. Yeah, get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Save your doggone soul.
sleeping at a seafood store.
Bill Haley wrapping up that set of music with Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Before the Bill Haley, the Dave Clark 5, Bits and Pieces. I also played some Bowie in there. Went back to Hunky Dory for Changes and started off the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every week at this time, and people call me the Mockster. So, you know, my name is Mock. For now. So many things to tell you. First and foremost, I am battling a little chest cold. I am. I know, it's scary. I went and got the COVID test, came back negative, just to be safe, but then, you know, I've got this little cold sticking in my chest, which, I don't know. I guess you don't care. It just makes my voice a little different here and there. So, oh, you know what? I played the Dave Clark 5, played some Bill Haley. It always makes me think, do you remember Top 40 radio back in the 60s, 70s, even in the 80s? All right. Okay, Gen Xer. Jay Thurber does. He is the king of Gen Xers. And he does a little radio show called Radio 9 each and every Saturday afternoon from noon until 3. He plays oldies, but he also throws in some new stuff, and he mixes in a bunch of snark. In fact, that Bill Haley was playing, and I was singing along to the microphone, but I had the microphone off. He keeps the microphone on. I was tempted to do it, but I didn't. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. He's got a show on Christmas Day. I'm just curious. Is it going to be an original show on Christmas Day? I think he'll do it. I think he'll do it. For you, the fans, he will definitely do it. Speaking of the holiday spirit, yeah, I got to mix some holiday songs in throughout the duration of the evening. Don't forget, I will have a show that airs on Christmas Eve that will, I believe, be 90%+ holiday music. I believe. We'll find out. Getting back in that 60s spirit, the song came out originally back in the late 1960s by a band called The Click, that is with a Q-U-E. And then in 1986, R.E.M. threw it on the Lice Rich Pageant album and exposed people like me to Superman.
I
Actually got Elvis Costello banned from Saturday Night Live back in the late 1970s. So if you don't know the story, Elvis Costello was featured to perform on Saturday Night Live, specifically told not to play Radio Radio. So he was like, I'll play Less Than Zero. They're like, all right, Lorne Michaels is like, good song. We'll let you do that. He gets into like the first literally 4 seconds, even if that. Half measure for you music geeks out there of Less Than Zero, and he just kicks it into Radio Radio. And that's back when Saturday Night Live was truly live. Maybe it is now, kind of. I mean, I know there's a delay, but the bands were performing live. None of this lip-syncing stuff that I think a lot of them do. I could be wrong. If you're in a band that performed on Saturday Night Live, prove me wrong. Tell me. Call me. Email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and let me know how things go. Hey, before Elvis Costello, the DBs in there getting you in that holiday spirit. Also, Cheap Trick doing their version of the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. And start off the entire set with R.E.M. with a little cover of The Click with their song Superman. Gets us to where we are now, 26 and a half minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mac. I already told you how you can get a hold of me. If you got a suggestion for a song you want me to play on a future show, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. If it's a holiday song, shoot it now. Just don't, maybe don't even tell me what version, because maybe you don't have a version, but you're like, Mockster, I really like this song. Do you have a version that will fit your show? Try that, you know? Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what I have? Who knows what I can find? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? That I'm going to play the raspberries for you. Because you know what? I want to be with you. It's true.
If we were on time, we wouldn't have to be worried tonight.
I'll be a day or two till school's out. Leads are going up on the doors, bells ring in every department store.
Is brand new music from Pittsburgh's own A Money in the Downtown City. Name of the new single, Fantastic. Before A Money, how about something thematic for the holidays? Justin Tapp doing Christmas is Here. I told you throughout the duration of my show, I will be sprinkling holiday theme songs throughout. And then on Friday, the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, I think I'm just going to only play Christmas songs. Holiday songs, whatever you want to call it. Songs that were fit within the fact that it's Christmas Eve. Oh, before the Justin Tap, how about some brand new music from Nick Frater? He's got a great Christmas song that I am going to save for Christmas Eve. But from his new album, Earworms, I played It's All Rumors. And start the entire set with Cleveland's own Raspberries. Yep, the Raspberries, and I Want to Be With You, which is true. I do. I want to be with you. Hopefully you want to be with me. And that's why you're listening to my program, because that's how our relationship works. It does. And I think it's very healthy and it's been working now for quite some time. So thank you. As we are in the holiday spirits, I do want to remind you that there are more than 37 million people right here in the U.S., including 11 million children that struggle with hunger. And they need your help more than ever. Now, as the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger right here in America, wherever they are. And you can be there for your neighbors in need by donating now at feedingamerica.org. This message is brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at WRCT. And even additionally further on that, your good friends here at WRCT on the Viva La Mac radio program. Let's put it that way. Hey, speaking of local music, played the A-Money in the downtown city. Just got a brand new EP from a local band called The Wispins. I debuted this a couple weeks back on my show, but it's worthy of yet another spin. From their Twilight EP, it's The Wispins. It's Lindsay's Tower here on the Viva La Mac radio program.
Oh, yeah. They look good enough to eat, but I don't think I would. I can't imagine that they'd taste too good. A blanket white, at least it was when it came down last night. But morning brings the rain, the blanket's washed away. Now everything turns back to gray. And now you're there. The rain is falling, wetting down your hair. I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I believe I might have told you so. Thank you.
Hey Pittsburgh, Michael Nesmith here with Paul. You are listening to Viva La Mock. Aren't we lucky?
Well, you and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Can't you tell by the way I'm wrong? Every time you make eyes at me, yes, you cry and moan and say it'll work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Now don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it. It's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. And I'm not saying that you ain't pretty. All's I'm saying's that I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. Well, I feel pretty sure that you'll find a man who will take a lot more than I ever could or can, and you'll settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. I'll go with it. Settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. If you live without me, woman. If you live without me. State highway starts.
line shot across the sky. I thought about your sad, shining eyes. I came back for my clothes when the sun finally rose, but you were still passed out on the floor. Listen.
Handsome family, reminding you there is only so much wine you can drink in your life. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host. Hey, I told you I could sprinkle some holiday-themed, holiday-esque songs in throughout the duration of my program this time around because I can. So much wine, handsome family. I think that kind of qualifies. Hey, before that, some Mike Nesmith. Yeah, we lost Mike Nesmith recently. In fact, Gar reached out and said, Mockster, are you going to like do a tribute? Are you going to do a mock? Are you just going to just play Mike Nesmith the next time? And I've already done a Mike Nesmith mock, and I will play some Mike Nesmith tunes, and I played Mike Nesmith there. And who knows? Maybe over the holidays, maybe I'll just jump on the radio randomly and just do an hour of Mike Nesmith songs. Maybe. But a different drama song he penned. Stone Ponies had a little hit with it. And we all know Mike from the Monkees, do we not? We lost Mike just recently. Very, very, very sad. Matt Pond, PA, before that with his song Snow Day. Not really a Christmas song, but, you know, thematically. In fact, speaking of snow, which I don't see any around me. Speaking of snow, the Ass Ponies from Ohio gave us last night. It snowed. Start off the entire set with the Lindsay's Tower from Pittsburgh's own Wispins, which it was explained to me. You're not a husband or a wife, you're a Wispind. So that's where the name comes from. So yeah, I told you, Gar reached out to me. You can do the same thing. Drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you're thinking. Again, Christmas Eve, I'm only going to play Christmas songs. At least that's my intention. So email me maybe your favorite Christmas song. Maybe not your favorite version. If you want, you can. But you know me. I'm the Mockster. I'll pick my favorite version or just another version so that you can hear that because I have a very vast Christmas collection for some reason. What else should I tell you? I don't know. I should tell you things like you can listen to A Minute Pause each and every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's not a minute pause. That's only 60 seconds of time. A minute pause, which is, well, almost insignificant space of time, happens for 4 hours with your host, DJ Sean Watson, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.